السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل وطاعته. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. All praise be to Almighty Allah, the Creator and Sustainer of entire humanity. May Allah's mercy and blessings be upon Holy Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Muslims who live until the day of Qiyamah. First and foremost, I would like to remind myself and all of you of the importance of fearing Almighty Allah in each and every act, each and every thought that we do, and also to abide by the teachings of Islam in all aspects of our life. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all our sincere intentions and grant us abundant reward in the hereafter. Respected brother Muslims, we are in the final month or the final phase of the Islamic lunar year. Within 2 weeks, we shall be entering a new Islamic year. More than 11 months have passed during this year, during which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us many chances of attaining a lot of reward and blessings. He has given us the opportunity of completely erasing all our sins. He has given us the opportunity of praying to Almighty Allah so that He will enhance our lives and bless our lives with prosperity. He has given us numerous opportunities during this year, during which when we perform a supererogatory or a nafl worship, it will be given the reward of a wajib, of a farz. So many golden opportunities came to us and passed away. The last of them were the first 10 days of Zulhajj. These 10 days of Zulhijjah are the best days that any human being could live in. How far were we able to benefit from these days? This is something we should all ponder. Therefore, respected brother Muslims, what we should learn when we think about all these opportunities is that these opportunities come to us and pass by. They never stay with us. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man's life, has created the time. As we have been speaking about the characteristics of an exemplary Muslim in our previous sermons, today too, we wish to touch upon yet another characteristic that each and every Muslim should aspire to achieve. That is, a true Muslim will always be mindful of the importance and value of time. If a Muslim does not realize the value of time, he does not regard the time that he has as useful and valuable. He tends to waste his time in things that does not benefit him nor the society. Then such a person cannot call himself a Muslim.
It is in order to emphasize the importance of time. This Almighty Allah has sworn by so many of His creations that denote the time in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty swears, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Swears by the day, time of dawn. Swears by night, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى. Allah swears by the noon time, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Allah swears by time in general, وَالْعَصْر. Allah swears by all things like the sun, the moon, and the stars, which all assist us in identifying the time. Why is it that Allah swears upon the time? Because of its importance. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Asr, وَالْعَصْر. By the time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Surely man is at loss. Man is at loss. When will he be at loss? If he fails to realize the importance of time. This is not just a matter of benefiting from time. We should think of ways of investing our time. Because it is through investing our time in good deeds and acts that could bring us reward even after death that we could profit from our life. If not, we will be at loss. Because after death, we will find nothing is with us. Everything has passed by. All the wealth that we accumulated, all our kin and friends and relations, all our positions, and everything will leave us when we die. But only our investment of our time in matters that will benefit ourselves in the hereafter is going to be with us. Therefore, respected Muslims, it is very important that we realize the importance of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. Allah, it is He who made the day and night to come in succession, one after the other. That is the time. If not for the day and night, there will be no way of our measuring the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this ni'mah and says that the people who will benefit from this time are the people who are prepared to be reminded. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرُ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. The people who are prepared to be grateful to their Creator. So therefore we should understand that this time which Allah has provided us, given us, gifted us, is a great ni'mah. This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in his hadith, which is related by Abu Badr al-Salami. He said, ni'matani maghdoonun feehima kathirun minal nas. There are two blessings of which people are not mindful, they are negligent. They do not realize the importance of these two ni'mah. One is health, the health Allah has bestowed us. And number two is al-faragh, man's free time, leisure time. These two are two important ni'mah Allah has given us. So therefore man should always think about this ni'mah and try to gain the maximum from them. He should realize that this health condition that I am experiencing may not stay with me always. But when I become ill, when I become weak, when I get old, I will not be able to do as much as I can do now. Therefore, respected brother Muslims, We should always be heedful and mindful of the time Allah has bestowed us in our lives. Because we never know how long this time is going to remain with us. No one from amongst us knows until when Allah has destined us to live. When a person dies, we say he has breathed his last. Because Allah has measured for each and every one of us how many times he is going to breathe on this earth. So we do not know when our last breath is going to be. So before that, we should make use of our time. Make use of our time in what? In things that can benefit ourselves, benefit us in our deen, religious matters, and also benefit us in our worldly matters. But that should be in accordance to the Sharia. According to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to us, and not in such a manner that could gain the displeasure of Allah. Many of us seem to spend our time in matters that neither helps us in our religion nor helps us in our worldly life. We just waste our time in talking things that are not going to help us. We sometimes argue about matters of religion of which we are not able to understand or comprehend enough, nor does the other person understand it. But we just argue about it and waste our time. We argue about worldly matters, about who is going to win the match. Is this something that we can argue? How many of us waste our time during a cricket match or during a football or rugby tournament? How many hours do we spend in front of the television just watching something that does not help us in any way? Respected brother Muslims, that is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has always advised us and advised his Sahaba kiram to be mindful of the time. He advised Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and said to him, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ السَّبَاحِ. If you come to evening, don't expect morning to arrive. If you attain the morning, then don't expect evening to arrive. خُذْ مِنْ صِحَّتِكَ لِفَرَارِهِ. Make use of your health and your spare time. These were the words of advice that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Ma nadimtu ala shay'in, I have not despaired or neglected or felt sorry of anything than a day that passes me, during which part of my life decreases, but I experience no increase in my amal. Therefore, the Sahaba kiram were very mindful and were very careful that each and every day will bring an increase in their amal, in their obedience to Allah, in the good deeds they do. They were always very mindful of this. Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, said, each and every day which comes to us, at dawn break it will call upon us and say, Ana yawmun jadid. I am a new day. Wa ala amalika shaheed. I am going to bear witness on what you are doing during this day. Make use of me. Because when I leave you, I will never return back until the day of judgment. Therefore, each and every day is not the same day that came to us yesterday. It is a new day, a new opportunity Allah is giving us. But are we mindful of it? Have we planned as to what we are going to do during this day? Or we just reach that day and do anything that pleases us? Respected brother Muslims, one of the main reasons why we tend to waste our time is our hawa. Our desires, worldly desires, the worldly attractions, we give way to it. We don't understand that these are not going to help me in the hereafter. We go behind worldly attractions we are concerned about purchasing a new mobile phone. We are first concerned about buying the latest model vehicle. We are concerned about the latest fashions and designs and how much of time we spend in selecting these things. How much of time do we spend in the supermarkets? But when it comes to reciting the Holy Quran, when it comes to going in jamaat or doing da'wah or striving in the path of Allah, then we have no time. Because we fail to realize that this time that Allah has given us is an investment. Each and every minute that passes us should be utilized in such a way that it will benefit us hereafter. There was one holy person who was called Ibn Samah. At the time when he became old, he sat down to do muhasabah, how his life was. He calculated that he has lived 60 years on this earth. 60 years he has lived. He calculated, how many days are these? He realized that he has lived 21,500 days. He became very much concerned. All these 21,500 days, if I had done just one sin every day, how can I meet, how can I face Almighty Allah with so much of sins? Then it struck to him that it would not just be one sin that he could have committed each day. It could have been several sins. Then how many sins have I committed during my lifetime? And he screamed out and fell dead. Subhanallah. See how much concern they were with each and every minute that they lived on this earth. Respected brother Muslims, therefore, this time that Allah has given us is a very great blessing. We should always try to gain the maximum from it, which is why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, a man will not move until he is questioned about four things. The first thing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was, "An umrihi fi ma afna." He will be questioned about his life, how he spent his life. Surely each and every minute that we spend in this life, we are going to be questioned about it. What did we do? Did we spend it looking at something haram? Listening to something haram? Going towards something haram? Did we just waste the time idly? Or talking and jabbering things that will not help us? We will be questioned. An shababihi fima abla. He will also be questioned about his youth. This youth is something, a great wealth that Allah has bestowed us. It is the prime time of our life during which we could do the maximum of good deeds. And we will be questioned about it in the hereafter. And we will be questioned also about our health, about our wealth, and about our knowledge. All these things will be questioned in the hereafter, and it is after that we are going to be sent to paradise or the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from the fire of hell. Therefore, respected Muslims, we should always realize the time for a Muslim is life. When a day passes, that means a part of his life has passed away. Which is why Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said that wasting our time is similar to meeting our death. If we waste our time, that means we are committing a slow suicide. We are slowly killing ourselves because time is life. Therefore, we should always think, and before we come to the new year, before we come to the new year, new Islamic year, after 2 weeks, let us today itself sit with our own self and try to mark out what are the good things that we achieved during this year. How did I utilize the good times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us? The month of Ramadan, how was I able to use it? The month of Zulhijjah, how was I able to use it? The day, 5 days. How did I spend my 5 days? These are all opportunities that Allah gives us. How did I spend them? He should also sit and think, what are the things that I have done that have wasted my time, that have not benefited me, nor my family, nor my society? A man should sit with himself, which is why Umar radiallahu anhu said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. You should always question yourself before you are questioned in the hereafter. So may all of us take this opportunity of questioning our previous life and seeing and making sure that we have gained the maximum from it, and plan to utilize our future lives as long as Allah has destined to us in the best manner, so that we can make it an investment that will be profitable in the hereafter. May Almighty Allah forgive all our sins and guide us on the right path. May He bless us in our lives, grant us good health, and help us in obeying and worshipping Him the way we should and the way Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has showed us. May He help us in our family lives, in our jobs, in our society, and may He bless our society so that it could be an exemplary community to all people. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid our society from all types of evil and injustice, and may He make the society a best society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all the people who are facing difficulties, all the people who are victimized by the floods and by the torrential rains and storms. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them food and shelter. May He ease them their difficulties, and may He bless us all in our lives. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.